Thank you, Anna. Hello, everyone. Again, my name is Antti Kofan, and I'm the CEO of Huge Games. We have the pleasure of catching up with some of you, as I've understood that some of the meeting participants have met us already, and there are also some that haven't, and this is our first meeting. Hello to all of you, and I have here part of our team, Elad, Gregos, and John with me. We have a lot to cover, and let's first spend a moment going through our slides and looking forward more discussion after that. If I could get the next slide, please. So first, we want to talk of our mission and vision. So our mission is really defining many things what we do. This empowering billions of people to play together. So it's a long-term, multi-year mission. It is also saying that we are building a network. We are building a smart network, as this mission will not be delivered with one or two titles. We are building a network and we are building a portfolio. Same time, since we started, we've been very passionate about building more social experiences. And when we started, we already had a firm belief that playing together is much, much more fun than playing alone. And we do see fantastic future for mobile gaming. And we are absolutely passionate about building these next gen social experiences. And we've just started. If I could get the next. To cover a bit of our background, where we are coming from, I've been doing mobile games myself soon for 20 years. The time we allocated today won't allow me to do a very deep dive, but here are some of the highlights. And so from the beginning to the kind of a first exit happening, taking place in 27, 7 years after that, the opportunity opened to buy the company back, reunite the team. And that's been the starting point of the Huge era. And ever since that happened, we've been growing fast and we've been highly successful. More recently, if we look at the 2020, 2020 was another success year for the company. We very much executed our build and buy strategy. So there was a lot of build success, but we also were very active on the buy side. And we'll be discussing more of that in the coming slides. Next. Us as a business. So I first, here are some kind of highlights, kind of key figures to know. I would first focus on the scale and more on the revenue scale. So think of the plus 300 million dollars of revenue that we are delivering already. It speaks of behalf of our scale and the fact that we are doing global business. So Huge is a global company. From an industry point of view, and we do know that most likely, if you are here today with us, that you've been following mobile gaming and mobile free-to-play gaming already for quite some time. Look at the $32 ARPU. That's definitely best in class. And what that is signaling, that's signaling the Huge Play Together experience, the more social people playing together with people, gameplay experience. It leads into higher engagement, and that in turn, with our sophisticated technology and know-how, leads into industry-leading monetization metrics. That's very much how we've been succeeding and will be succeeding still years to come. We built a very global team, and I believe much of our success is also thanks to us being the team of teams, and thanks to our culture. Next. The core franchises, Huge Casino, Billionaire Casino, these titles had a great year, another success year last year, and they're doing better than ever. So for the company, our core franchises, they are really the one growth engine. So both of these titles continue to grow and also allowing us to expand and build our network. So we built a highly sustainable core business, and we are very proud of core franchises and excited where we are heading with both. The secret sauce behind our success, I already mentioned that, it is the more social gameplay, the Huge Play Together. These titles were offering a real-time multiplayer experience on social casino. On top of that, we've innovated, we brought in clan mechanics, our clubs. This is very much some of the kind of key fundamentals powering both Huge Casino and Billionaire Casino. And we are again confident and very positive of the future of both. Next. Key investment highlights. What makes us an exciting and the outlook exciting? Some of the key fundamentals. Mobile gaming, it's already big, only going to be more relevant in the future. We are one of the leader and the innovator when it comes to social mobile gaming. And now we are leveraging that know-how and what we built during the years in a broader, beyond social casino context. Thirdly, we built a highly valuable user base. Look at the how much of the revenue is coming for us from the earlier year cohorts. So we built very sustainable business, and with our best-in-class monetization know-how and capabilities, this is putting us in a position that we can grow years to come, both top line and bottom line. I think that makes us a very exciting company. And our strategy, a proven build and buy that we've been already executing for years. Now, thanks to us being a public global company and with the IPO proceeds, we are looking to further accelerate the buy side. And that's where additional growth will be coming in the coming years. And why I'm excited? I'm excited because I have so amazing colleagues and the team we built, the culture. I'm going to continue doing this myself years to come. I'm highly committed executing our plan. And I'm looking fellow founders and amazing teams around the globe to join our team. That's very exciting for me. Next. From a kind of a total market point of view, looking at the gaming has very positive macro outlook. Our focus is very much on mobile free-to-play gaming, which is the fastest growing out of these. As a company, we do have cross-platform capabilities, and already our core franchise can be also played on PC browser, but mobile free-to-play gaming again is at least in the very near term very much where we focus on. Next. Then the first JB, here's where I let you to kind of go deeper with the clubs. Yep. If you may.
Sure, happy to. Thanks, Anton. Morning, everyone. My name is JB, or John Bellamy. As a reminder, or for those who haven't met me, I'm the Senior Director of Corporate Strategy at Huge, and I'm largely responsible for M&A activity at the business. So I'll begin my section today by touching a little bit more on this social aspect of our games, because our core products are built around these social networks called clubs. You can think of these clubs like clans or teams of players who play together in pursuit of common goals. This social network layer strongly aids player retention, but also player monetization behavior. So for example, almost half of our monthly active users are club members. However, 3/4 of our monthly paying users are club members. And the average revenue per daily active user of our club members is $1.74, which is more than 6 times that of our non-club members. This social network infrastructure is extremely difficult to replicate for incumbent companies. As I'm sure you can imagine, overhauling a whole game economy and its composite systems to turn a single player game into a multiplayer experience is incredibly complex, very costly, highly risky, and likely to disenfranchise already loyal players who've come to expect a different experience. This reality is why we view our clubs as such a sustainable competitive advantage. On the next slide, I'll touch briefly on the kind of longevity of our cohorts and how we see that social effect playing out over years. So one takeaway from this presentation would be the longevity of our player cohorts and our ability to monetize those cohorts. So this chart shows our revenue on any given quarter, cohorted by the year of install of the players. So the majority of the revenue on any given day to day comes from players who've been with us for more than 2 years. What we want to highlight is that as our player cohorts age, the player churn decreases dramatically and monetization metrics continue to improve over time. For example, the average ARPDAU, or average revenue per daily active user, for our younger 2019 and 2020 cohorts is below a dollar, while the average for 2016 to 2018 is around $1.50. And we also have a number of cohorts with ARPDAUs that are reaching almost $3, which we think highlights the kind of sustainable longevity of our player cohorts, thanks to this social ecosystem. On slide 14, I'll briefly touch a bit more on monetization. So if we compare our metrics to the rest of the industry, our ARPDAU figures across our core portfolio is materially higher than that of our closest competitors. $1.30 as of 9 months 2020 is a best in class result. It is 24% higher than the next one, i.e. Big Fish. We strongly believe that our exceptional metrics have been driven by this social layer that we just spoke about, and the clubs that kind of make up the backbone of our game economies. On the next slide, I'll touch on Traffic Puzzle, which is, I think, a great case study and one of our new casual games, or relatively new. So our new franchises portfolio as a collective continues to exhibit very strong momentum at Huge. I'll focus, as I said, on Traffic Puzzle, or TP, which has shown the strongest momentum from within the new franchises category recently. It was the debut title of our publishing studio within Huge, and it's a casual puzzle game with match 3 mechanics. The game shows very strong long-term retention, which is critical to scaling via paid user acquisition activity. And to focus a bit more on the numbers, we wanted to highlight the excellent momentum that we've seen throughout the 4th quarter of 2020. So our average daily revenue more than doubled from $28,000 per day in October to $67,000 per day in December. We achieved this result through smart user acquisition, as well as the use of our self-optimizing playable advertising technology. This is the product of an acquisition that the business made in 2020, which we'll touch more on later. With that, perhaps we can go to the next slide and just talk about some of our organic growth opportunities that lay in front of us. Organic growth remains a significant opportunity for the business, and it's very much the focus of the majority of Team Huge as of today. So we see a number of avenues to deliver future organic growth, but to give you just a couple of examples. Firstly, improvements made to live operations, or CRM, processes will further increase player engagement and monetization KPIs, as they have done to great effect in the past year or two. Additionally, while the rate at which our players convert into payers is one of the best in the industry at approximately 7% per month, that still leaves around 93% of our monthly active users who don't pay in any given month. Clearly, there's significant headroom to improve this conversion rate. Lastly, our newly released products stand to see significant improvements in their own KPIs just naturally as they mature and are developed into fully fledged games. Switching gears on slide 17, I will touch on the company's buy strategy. As we planned and kind of raised an IPO primary proceeds round based on our intention to deploy this capital against M&A targets. This was kind of the backbone of our primary fundraising activity. And in the past year, the company's had excellent access to deal flow, has identified several companies that we categorize as primary targets. And you can think of these primary targets as mobile game development studios with proven products. Ideally, they'll be profitable or with a clear path to profitability. They will be growing. We're interested in growth companies primarily. In terms of geo, we're looking at European businesses as a priority, although we can be flexible. And we're looking for studios that are focused on casual or social casino gaming genres, as really they are the home territories for Huge. In terms of check size, we'll be looking at companies valued between $20 and $300 million, with a preference for the kind of $100 to $300 million end of that range. We also have secondary targets, which will be sourced from our third-party publishing network via call option-style mechanisms. And we commonly include these call option mechanisms in our publishing agreements, and they effectively give Huge the right to acquire a partner business at a predetermined price or price mechanism. And then lastly, on slide 18, before I hand over, I think it's important to double down on the fact that how we win is by being this global team of teams. You'll notice that you'll hear four different accents from four different countries on this call, and that is very representative of the wider Huge ecosystem. And this globalness is really core to how we operate the business. Anton can speak at length at this, but this kind of larger play together ethos, that's what we believe makes us special and has driven the success that you see today. With that, Grzegorz, I can hand over to you.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Grzegorz Kania. And for those that didn't meet me yet, I'm the Chief Financial Officer at Huge. I'd like to spend a few moments discussing our financial performance over the last years. A lot of that probably you're familiar with either from our previous presentations for those that attended or from our IPO materials. So I'll try to be very brief and start with just a snapshot of the development of revenue and the EBITDA of the company over the recent years up until the 9 months of 2020. You'll see a very high average annual growth rate of revenue of around 30%, accompanied by a very impressive trajectory of our EBITDA, which has been a focus of the company, along with ramping up the revenue. I'll probably skip to the next slide to discuss a few drivers of our revenue. As you can see on this chart, our revenue is generated mainly through conversion of daily active users into daily paying users, and those charts you can see here are a good illustration of that. The slide in the middle of this the chart in the middle of the slide is actually showing the conversion rates that's been increasing over time from 2.6% in 2017 to 3.7% in the 9 months of 2020, and this was the main driver of the increase of our daily paying user base from 14,000 in 2017 to 27,000 in the 9 months of 2020. Maybe a few moments about the monetization of our users, which is on the next slide. What I would like to highlight here is that our above industry average ARPDAU, which is actually coming from the social. The social network architecture, which is built into our games. So the social clubs are generating or are actually grouping the users that are having higher willingness to pay. And this is actually giving us the advantage over the industry peers. You can see that over the last years, we concentrated our efforts on optimizing our user base in the core franchises, and the marketing investments that we were making were targeted at the higher ROI users rather than at some more general wide marketing campaigns that would be targeted just at the acquisitions of users. all the efforts that that we've put into monetization resulted in the increase of our ARPDAU to $1.30 for the 9 months 2020, which is a substantial increase as compared to the prior years. As said, a lot of our financials are probably already known to you, so I'll only spend a few moments discussing our midterm guidance that we also communicated during our IPO process. Here is to reiterate our outlook for the year. We expect that our annual revenue growth in 2021 will be very much in line with the pace of growth of revenue that we've seen in 2020. We expect that this will be delivered both through continued monetization in our portfolio of core franchises, as well as from the development of the revenue in our new franchises, and basically as those new franchises will continue to scale, we expect that a higher and higher proportion of our total revenue will come from the new titles. Maybe what's worth discussing on the midterm guidance is as well our increased investment in the user acquisition that we already started in Q4 2020, and we will continue those increased investments in user acquisition opportunities to capture the higher ROI user acquisition possibilities also in Q1 and Q2 of this year. So with the overall guidance of user acquisition as percentage of revenue for the total user acquisition between 32 and 35% for the whole year, this phasing of higher investments in Q1, Q2 will have an impact on our results of the first half of the year. And we will see the impact of those investments we will see in the later quarters of this year and in the coming year as well. So this would be in a nutshell our midterm guidance, and in the interest of time, I would gladly hand over to Anton for closing remarks and for leaving some time for questions, as I'm sure there will be questions to our presentation.
Thank you, Gregor. So that's enough slides. We would love to hear your thoughts, and looking forward hearing your questions. Thank you.
So, dear colleagues, we're going to open the Q&A session. In order to ask a question, please unmute your mic, or you can also ask a question in the chat and we will read it. Thank you.